Under head coach Bill O'Brien, the Texans posted the greatest single-season turnaround in franchise history in 2014.
Here we go. We're stretching down there. Here we go.
I think what he does as good as anybody else in the league is he gets multi-positional players, or guys that can play different positions, whether it's on defense or on offense. His leadership has been, I think, unquestioned since day one that he's come here, and everybody knows that this is his football team and he's put his stamp on the team. So he's been a kind of a blessing in disguise.
What Bill O'Brien does, he allows his coaches to coach, but he's going to be involved in everything as well he should be.
The Texans will open the 2015 season at home against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City, very tough opponent, and not an opponent that we're real familiar with, you know, meaning they're not obviously a division opponent. They're not somebody that we play every year.
Anytime you can open at home and give you a chance to get off to a fast start is good. They get Kansas City. Kansas City's a playoff contender. And I think one reason that the Texans are going to be successful this season is I think they're going to have a top three or four defense.
This is a great complimentary chance right here. We can stuff them now, three and out, get a turnover or something. Now we're rolling.
There'll be teams on that schedule that'll be good that we thought were going to be bad, or be bad that we thought were going to be good.
Some schedules look easier than others, and all of a sudden those teams that you see in the NFC South, they are a much better teams than they look on paper. The Saints will improve over last year. Atlanta will certainly improve, and so will Carolina.
We're going to coach with a lot of energy, with a lot of passion, always going to be, you know, positive and stay on top of our guys, but coach every detail and don't assume that they know anything.
Every game's important. I mean, in this league, it's not like baseball where you play 162 games. It's not like basketball where you play 82 games. You know, you have 16 one-game seasons, and so every game is vitally important to the success of your season. But, you know, I know that when you play a Monday night game, you play a Thursday night game, if you play a Sunday night game, those games are very, very special in the fact that you're really the only game on TV that night, and the whole country's watching that game. And I know our guys get really fired up to play those games.
Hey, this is what we're gonna do. We gotta run it, and then we gotta get a first down. But I mean, we can run the ball. We just gotta keep grinding away.
I look at it now, I think this schedule is not going to keep the Texans from accomplishing their goals. The first one being trying to dethrone Indianapolis. I think they'll be beaten for a wild card berth right up to the last Sunday of this season.
Really, when you end the season with your divisional opponents, that's a great thing for us here in Houston. You know, home games, away games, but you're ending the season with three top-notch division opponents. That's really the way the season should end, and we'll be very excited for that.
One thing I'm most excited to see about this team, I always love to see progress from one year to the next. Bill O'Brien's talked about each year as a different team. Last year, he and the staff went 9-7 with roughly the same team that went 2-14. Now you bring Jadeveon Clowney into the mix, hopefully healthy. You have a 2015 draft class that features Kevin Johnson, Benardrick McKinney, a guy a lot of people think can be a factor wide receiver, in Jalen Strong.
I'm confident DeAndre Hopkins. I'm confident and Arian Foster. I think they're going to have really good seasons. The offensive line is solid. I think the defense is going to be great. I think somebody will emerge as another pass rusher to play with J.J. You'd love it to be Jadeveon Clowney. Everybody's going to be watching Clowney.
I take this staff and their game planning and the way they get ready for a game against any staff in the NFL.
You look at it, there should be another jump or improvement over last year. And if you can get one more game won and get to 10-6, then I think you're going to put yourself in place to be a playoff team.
We have the best home crowd in the National Football League. I've been to every stadium. We're loud. We're into the game. We're there early. We stay till the end. And that's really what we're asking our fans to continue to do, is our players really appreciate the support. Our coaches appreciate the support. And we know that we're playing in front of the best crowd in the NFL. And that means a lot to us.